After having your renowned dictating clinic note on Gina N, I guess, G-I-N-A, last name H-E-Y-N, birthday 11/21/76, dictation 12/7/23. Patient presents with history of being in a motor vehicle accident a few days ago on the 4th. States that she was driving about 30 miles an hour when the car in front of her got into the left lane and then turned back into her lane, striking her in the side of her car. States she had initially had no definite injuries, but subsequently developed pain into her left shoulder with painful range of motion. Seen here today for evaluation and treatment. Review of symptoms, non-contributory past history, his history of tendonitis in the elbows and hands seen by orthopedist in the past without recent problems. Social history states she used to smoke one half pack per cigarettes per day, stopped for 2 years, so she was going to develop COPD, lung family history, non-contributory physicals and general appearance. Also, under social history, patient has autistic ...12-year-old child. This is them. Again, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, and stroke, within normal image. Neck with tenderness to, slight left upper paracervical tenderness of less than one with full range of motion. Lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rhythm, found mercy, gallop, evidence, assault with the extremities or organomegaly, back within normal limits, skin within normal limits, neurological within normal limits, extremities noted to be 2+ tenderness to left suprascapular area and also infraspinous portion of scapula, tenderness to left anterior and superior shoulder with painful range of motion. No evidence of injury to clavicle or AC joint, restricted range of motion, secondary to pain, no evidence of mechanical obstruction. X-rays were obtained of left shoulder. We showed no abnormality. Impression, MVA with injury to left shoulder, was given prescription for Mobic and Flexeril, advised to use Moyseed, restricted use of left arm, to follow up in 1 week for further evaluation. States that autistic child was also a passenger in car, but had no apparent injuries. Evaluation of him as well as any concern for possible injury. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.